is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
You're listening to Talkin' Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what dear you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone crocus bag a thing now. Make true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me. Me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike.
Here's how you can become a talking head. Brought to you by BTC.
Me just a do it like Nike.
You got it locked and loaded to the Tuesday, July 9th episode of Talking Heads. Boy, running your company right up until 6 p.m. We had party in there today. They had pre-independence going on there today. Boy, this microphone, look, it's on too loud for Bay Street. Chair all kapunkle up. But it's all good. On the eve of independence, ready to go. Don't forget it is Tuesday. Flip side of the break, we will be checking in with Grand Bahama, Sarah Kirby, Grand Bahama News, and Darren Cooper will be joining us each and every Tuesday. You know, you got that awesome supplement in The Guardian, courtesy of the Grand Bahama News, all things Grand Bahama, so we will get caught up with them. Here's how you chime in, 323-623-25-4316, 325-4259 here in New Providence, toll-free in any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC 422GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And don't forget, Talking Heads being brought to you today, as each and every day, by the following sponsors: Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Fine Threads, Janae's Uniform Center, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Printmasters, and Tropical Gyros. And right about now, it's time for the headlines.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
Okay, we're having a gander, people. And I'm looking, it was blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views of Matter since 1844. SIB, all brought to you, of course, like by Fine Threads. And don't forget, they got new arrivals in stock right now, just in time for summer. Formal, casual, yeah, keeping you cool and collected, looking good to go from head to toe. Be sure to check them out, both locations. Top Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza. Both locations available for you at 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Check them out online, findthreads.com. All right, SIB probing claims against CID chief, foreign entities to assist in investigation. Man alleging police corruption shot live. Mr. Producer, did you see that? I had a WMF moment yesterday when I saw that. Well, mother flip. And I'm telling you, that stood a lot of people up. You got a lot of conversations going off that one right there. Fernandez says police still looking for missing American. PM, police misconduct claims being taken seriously. Wow, every headline on the front page today is police related. Unless you look at the business, IMF report, government debt projected at 81% of GDP by 2028. But what say you on all of these headlines today? You know how to chime in. Don't forget, police still looking for Devin Isaacs. Police have still not located 16-year-old Devin Isaacs, who went missing nearly 2 months ago, despite spotting him on CCTV footage, according to Commissioner of Police Clayton Fernander. Fernandez said police questioned three people in relation to the teen's disappearance. And based on information, she narrowed it down to three individuals, male individuals, whom he was in communication with. Those persons were identified And we're seen and given an account of their last communication with Isaac. He was last seen by his mother on the night of May 15th in his family's home on Carmichael Road. But wow. A lot of people, like I say, a lot of tongues wagging on this one. Man alleging police corruption shot on Facebook Live. A man who has been portraying himself as a whistleblower and who reportedly released the voice notes that triggered a police investigation into operations at CID was shot on Facebook Live last night as he continued to make claims against the police and other Bahamian officials. And for those of y'all who are on there, or out there, saying that was staged for life, no, that didn't appear staged to me. In your opinion, Mr. Producer, that looks staged to you, or that looked like he got shot on Facebook Live? Anyway, I digress. We got that to discuss, and a lot more as we chime in. We got report, we're touching on with all things Grand Bahama. You know, the good, the bad, and the ugly going down on there in the second city, in Freeport. And like I said, we'll touch base with Sarah Kirkby and Darren Cooper. And feel free to chime in any of the headlines you saw, you know, that involve us here in New Providence as well. All right, that's all coming up on the flip side of the break. Quick break. And on the flip side of the break, like I said, the Tuesday, July 9th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Some medical facilities pride themselves on offering multiple services. At Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center, imaging is what we do. Same goes for imaging at Grosvenor. Whether you need an X-ray, mammogram, CAT scan, or ultrasound, we have a team of board-certified radiologists on staff, on site. Each result is submitted to your doctor within 24 hours. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
We are bucket together when everybody out. Fried chicken, we are free, bucket for the crow. Share a bucket together, everybody go live. Crispy original when we're online.
Bucket together under the new dance craze.
Hot KFC summer bucket deal. 8 pieces of your favorite fried chicken and 4 buttery biscuits with options to add family fries, a 2-liter switcher, and 4 pineapple biscuits. Starting at $20. KFC, it's finger licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, July 9th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. And don't forget, like I say, we're into the buzz right now. All brought to you, of course, by John's Shoes. John's got a great back-to-school giveaway going on. Both locations, be sure to check them out. John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta. Great, just in time for back-to-school. You got great giveaways going on at John's. But in addition to that, like I said, all your back-to-school needs. Shoes, socks, book bags, lunchbox, everything back-to-school that you require and you need, John's got it. Be sure to take advantage of back-to-school giveaway going on as well. Grand prizes galore. Be sure to check them out at both locations. John's Plaza Carmichael. Flagship store at Rosetta. And remember, with John's, serving you is a pleasure. And both those locations open for you at 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Let me get to this call real quick, then we'll get right down to Grand Bahama. Talking at.
Hello.
Sparky, make it quick. Good afternoon. How are you, man?
Yeah, Yeah, how you doing? Just have to say the mute down in the car. You know, Naughty. Hello, happy Independence Day, everybody in the Bahama Island.
Okay.
Naughty, you there?
Happy Independence, Parker. Yeah, go ahead, man. I'm waiting to get to Grand Bahama. Yeah, what
Naughty,
you got to say?
I must have a comment here in regard to this latest thing going around the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, in regard to these shootings and all these things going on in Facebook and in our country. I think it's of utmost importance, Naughty, that we deal with something like this. Because, Naughty, I can tell you the truth. I always tell you, Naughty, I'm a couple years older than you. Hello?
I'm listening, Sparky. Go ahead.
Naughty, I can tell you from my point of view, I personally know but some corrupt things that have been going on in my country from I was a young teenager, around 18, 19, growing up in the valley. In regards, and I can say this like this, but I'll call a name with police officials of the higher ranks. I know personally that this has been going on for a long time. And I can call names, and most of them have been dead and gone, including one of them was my uncle.
All right, you ain't got to call no names, Sparky. Get to the point.
I'm not going to call no names. And he was the husband of my mother, sister. I ain't gonna call no names, but his son is living today. And his son could come out and say about what his father did to his mother.
All right, Sparky. I think we lost you there. But I get to try to get us back, Sparky. But like I said, let's get to Grand Bahama. And we got Sarah Kirkby chiming in, as well as Darren Cooper. What's happening, guys? Good to have you on, as always, on a Tuesday. And let's discuss all things Grand Bahama and some other things, of course.
So we don't have no videos to send you. I've been getting videos from NASA all week.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, well, I got one or two video, one or two questions I got for Freeport this week, though, for sure.
Okay.
But we'll get to that in a second.
You want me to do the good? The
yeah, let's do a Pollyanna thing there, now? Sarah. Let's get the good stuff out to Vegas. I'm sure me and Darren got to discuss some things.
Right.
Not as pretty as what you care to discuss. I know you got the nice, good stuff. Me and Darren got to discuss the ugly stuff. Anyway, let's go.
All right. So this is the story we kind of mentioned last week as our lead story is the Port Authority shutting down Lakayan Tower South. Story for us. It also tells you some comments from the current board. It tells you comments from people who live there and the feedback. We're still waiting to find out when they actually have to move out by. There is no date yet. Darren might be able to highlight because I believe he has a family member who lives there. So I'll leave that one for us to discuss. We have some obviously happy independence messages in our paper, and I want to thank those who supported the paper and continue to support us. Really makes a difference, means we can put this paper out. We had a big story on Grand Bahama Power. They responded to complaints they had about some outages, which we don't have very often, and we had a series of them last week. So this was about the outages, what happened, and also we deal at the end about the IRCA situation with the government saying that IRCA is now their regulator and the Port Authority now fighting back and saying, no, they are the regulator, according to the Hawksville Creek Agreement. So there's a discussion about that in the paper. We gave you a little bit of a look forward into what the residents are saying about the island for independence. And then we got some, I don't know if you saw it, but on Friday, they're taking that pipeline down across the Grand Bahamian Highway, which has been a little bit of a bone of contention. So that's going to be moved. And I don't know if you've seen, but that's one story we definitely need to do, Darren, about how much they've lifted that piece of land there. I think it's got like 12 feet of sediment on there that's built up to make it so high in that area. And then we've got a highlight on FONA, which is Friends of North Andros, which is an amazing group that's coming to the island to do a free summer camp for our children at the children's home. Everything's covered. They're bringing everything with them. And we've had some amazing people step up and help them. We discussed it last week. So So this is the highlight for them on that story. Gumbe started in Freeport last week. Thursday it was packed. I hear it's going to be packed this week, so that's good. We have a little highlight on the airport because Chester Cooper gave a little update. So I've got that in there as well.
We got an update, or we have an official announcement in 2 weeks? Because I had my countdown clock going. I thought we had two more weeks to go, right?
Yeah. That's when they said the prime minister said it. Now, he didn't say it to our reporter. He said it to someone else. So we're all still waiting for that. And we're supposed to, I thought, hear about the hotel this week as well. And then it's just a little bit more of the stories that you've seen there that we highlighted. And then some great ads from some great advertisers. So let's discuss, boys.
And Sarah, I would like to follow, you know, and what is interesting, I mean, thank God that the pipe is coming down. But, you know, what is going to be done with the slush that's been pumped to the other side of the road? No clarity on that. And that's still a big concern.
Not to cut you off, but I did have a question, and I think you might be getting into that. So I want to double check with you guys. It's a couple of environmental issues. You know, Friends of the Environment have reached out to me, and you know I'm all things environment. Nori, could you please ask Sarah and Darren if there are any updates on the oil mound that washed up on a local beach, and also the status of the excavator that sank in the waterways allegedly? Thanks in advance.
So the excavator got taken out that night, and supposedly they cleaned up all the oil. It was contained really rapidly, so I was pretty impressed about that. There has not been anyone saying anything else about that from the excavator, and they have been continuing to do work, and they went back to what had been suggested by a couple of locals, actually working on the groins first and building those up before they remove the sand. So that is looking to be improved right now that we can see. We have not heard anything on the oil mass that was found out east or on the oil that was found in the canals last week. We have chased up with the environmental people here at the Grand Bahama Port Authority and the ministry and have nothing. So I will ask Barbara to chase again and stay on it. On the subject of the pipeline, what I can understand is I think they're going to put buildings up there, Darren. This is what I think they did was when they pumped out all of that sediment that's there for the two largest docks to go in that area so business can start up again for the shipyard. I mean, it's strong, but I mean, they lost both their docks, so it was, you know, a huge loss for them business-wise. I understand that all that fill has gone to the other side, and then it's been what you can see. I drove past it the other day on my way out to the brewery. It's 12 feet high. It's pretty incredible. So
Sarah, it's just not debris. It's a slush. So it's more a wet product.
So I believe it's the same way that Carnival would have done it, right? Because Carnival did the same thing when they dredged. And that's where they got all their all the height that they got on their property as well.
So, all right, I appreciate that. It broke up a bit at the end, Sarah. Could you repeat the last portion of what you just said?
Yeah, so Carnival did the same thing when they dredged out at their Carnival site. When they were putting in for the two berths that they're going to put in, they dredged and pumped everything out. Instead of going out back into the ocean, they pumped it up on land. And they went up by, I think, 15 feet, Darren. Is that right? I can't remember, but I'm pretty sure it was 15 feet Carnival did that. So when you go to the Carnival site, you have this five-mile drive in because, you know, we've got a lot of land here in Grand Bahama. So you have a five-mile drive to the site, and then it raises up by 15 feet. And they did that because of the hurricanes to prepare themselves. So they're building on top of that. Now, I don't know what's happening at the port side across from the brewery. I know the brewery wants to know, and we're trying to reach out to find out what's going to be built there. But I did see some small containers there, but nothing else.
Not just brewery wants to know. There's also residents. That wants to know. It's still wet.
So there's no idea, no inclination, no hint of what may be to come in that location?
No, we have no details. None.
So they could put up a construction site. I mean, like a construction building. They could put up anything.
Not if they could leave it just the way it is, and it'll still be a hazard or a danger to
That's what I'm saying. Start a project, leave it halfway done, and then keep it moving. What's going to go there? What's the guarantee, or what's the end game of that piece of property? What's going to be there? What's going to be there to benefit Grand Bahamians?
Find out. Yeah, we need to find that out, and we also need to understand how it will be secured, as Darren says, because it is a flood zone in that area. So what will happen when water comes through? But Darren makes a very good point.
Why even entertain that if it's a flood zone?
Well, it depends. I mean, I don't know what the perspective is, what they're going to build with it. Do they put barriers around it? Does it become property?
Is that crown land, or is that
whose property is it?
Or is that a property that's being sold?
The property is owned by the Harbor Company.
So it's Hutchinson's land.
Hutchinson's land, correct.
Okay.
All right, I'm getting some texts. Naughty, I think it's very weird that the government wants to remove all IRCA oversight of BEC for 3 years, but is fighting the Grand Bahama Port Authority to get IRCA to oversee Grand Bahama's power company.
I think that's all got to do with something to do with the Hawksbill Creek Agreement and how they're tackling it. That's just my guess. I could be completely wrong, but it all seems so. And there's a story in another paper this week about the two people that have been hired to fight about or arbitrate with this government over the Hawksbill Creek Agreement. And I have to say, I'm still disappointed. They're not Bahamian. Right about that.
All right. So, Darren, what have you got, my brother? Because I know you've been livening it up this week. You've had a lot of things you've been getting out there, a lot of concerns.
I'm about to take my summer break, and I've had quite a bit of concerns from residents throughout Grand Bahama, but mainly from the Western District, about so much stuff left undone and so many empty promises 8 months later still not fulfilled. And it's so amazing that because of that live we did, we're now being told, for instance, that work should soon begin. Work should soon, if you had a word soon, begin on the government Holmes Rock Primary School that is expected to be open in September. The demolition of the West End Police Station has gone out for tender, and so that should soon be down. But 8 months later, we could have been putting it back up. You have seawalls still not touched or built. The government ramps for fishermen are still in horrible condition. One is not usable. The other one is just full of holes. Then you got the 8 Mile Rock Police Station that is still operating and functioning from the old dilapidated rat-infested mold and all that infested building because they can't get furniture for the one in the Obadiah Wilson complex. You got the fish fry site that's been promised to have a new cultural village built, still not built. Homes are in the area with so much tarp. I think it's some almost 40-something homes with tarps on the roof, with this promise during the by-election of fixing these roofs and all that. The Pine Forest Park, I've been told today that has gone out. Everything is just soon, and it ain't start yet, you know? And so these are concerns that the residents have. But Naughty, what is so interesting was we ended up focusing our attention today on a beautiful Grand Bahama program that's being run by the Ministry of Grand Bahama, the Municipal Grand Bahama, who continues to brag about this. Some 350 Grand Bahamians who work for the beautiful Grand Bahama program. And what was so concerning was during my whole drive, the largest number of employees for the beautiful Grand Bahama is in the Western District. We only can give an account up to today for only 32 workers out of the 350, which leaves 318 unaccounted for. We receive pay stubs from people who work in to the hotel and work into the Carnival Cruise Port, and we also receive their pay stub where they're still getting paid from beautiful Grand Bahama. So they've been working for beautiful Grand Bahama, but they are being paid by beautiful Grand Bahama and also being paid by another company. And that is very interesting. And it's sad that our public treasury money is being wasted on foolishness. I always had concerns about beautiful Grand Bahama. Always had concerns about what was being done, how it was being managed. And now it's worse. I'm being told that team captains are signing in these workers and making sure that they register every day for work. but they're being paid and they're not showing up to work. And some people ain't coming to work, even ain't working, and still being paid. These things must be dealt with. And it's wrong.
Darn. Repeat, 1 second. Repeat that. People are signing in for work and not going to work?
Team captains are signing in for workers that should be working for beautiful Grand Bahama, but they are working on, like the Sainsbury, like the Alukaya property, but are still receiving the beautiful Grand Bahama paycheck. And the deal is that the team captain signed them in, and they give the team captain $150 of their $499.72 paycheck every 2 weeks.
Wow.
I have the stubs. I have the pay stubs. I have the conversations. I have the agreement. And these are the crookery things that are going on. And guess what? The minister can say she ain't know. She can act as if she ain't know, but she knows. 32 workers when we were down there yesterday, and no one was to work today. No one showed up in the settlement today for work. But yesterday we counted 32 beautiful Grand Bahama workers working in the Western District. 32. Where is the 318? And what we see in terms of the debris and the grass growing up and the garbage all over the place, clearly they ain't working because it's supposed to be beautiful Grand Bahama, not dirty Grand Bahama.
All right, Carl, I see you were ringing in. Call back. We'll get to you in a sec. Let me check some of these texts. Naughty, can you please ask Darren what month the sale of the hotel will be and if the Valley Boys will be rushing when the sale is announced?
I want to see everybody be
balanced, because
I know.
The Prime Minister said something at the last, that it would be coming up in the next couple weeks, but we haven't heard anything yet. And we're trying.
Sarah, I'm answering the question.
Sarah, you got to
do better. Okay?
Come on, man.
I hate how you try and pretty this thing up. The Prime Minister said an announcement will be made in 2 weeks, not a couple of weeks, 2 weeks.
Well, it was 3 weeks, and now we're on a 2 week countdown. We got this week and next week to go.
3 weeks is the airport. You got to get this straight.
All right, 3 weeks for the air. Apologies.
I got to keep you boys straight.
Yeah, I had to keep my weeks in the right column, you know?
That's right.
Even though we should be able to get an answer within hours, you know what I mean? A proper statement.
So but we are due for the announcement.
We are due the announcement, yes.
I
have to be honest, I'm really, what I don't get is, it's like the Chinese about this, you have to save face with this hotel. And I'm like, don't do it. Just bring in a strong brand, let them have the hotel and let's see what happens and what it will pick up, because Port Lucaya really needs it. And it's hard to go down there and see, you know, Port Lucaya, how it used to vibe and be like the place to go. And it's packed. And it needs that to come back. Everybody there who's stayed in Port Lucaya, worked there, they need that hotel across the street. And I think looking for this amazing vendor that's going to save us by giving us all this money, it's not worth it. It's worth it just to get a good hotelier who will come in and fix it themselves and sell it for a dollar and get them in. You know, it's time now. Sorry.
I've been told by one of our real estate companies that what he's been advised is that the hotel operators are going to be something like a Bahama. I don't know how true it is. I got to wait and see.
All right, let's get to the phone lines. We got a caller, Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Afternoon. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. That's Darren and Sarah, right?
Correct.
Oh, good afternoon, lady and gentlemen. Now, Darren, I heard you talking about the pay stubs and stuff that you have, which is proof of persons who are being paid out of the government treasury and is not working. I'm praying for you to be very careful, sir. We don't need no more, you know, because these people look like there's stuff going on, and then people start to go one way or the other. So it just dawned on me when you said it, that you have your proof, you know. So I know, please hide your proof too. Yeah, we don't want a proof go missing either. You needed a proof. Thank you, sir.
No problem.
All right, caller. I tell you, a lot of people, you know, are shook from what they saw on that Facebook Live yesterday. That's another topic for another day, though.
No, but, I was watching that when it was going on. I was watching the live.
So was I. I didn't see that coming.
No.
And I don't
I
know.
I really thought I really thought he doctored the role and had, he had a good undercover to do, but boy, interesting.
Well, you know, from what I'm hearing, allegations swirling, you know, there's always somebody closest to you. They're going to sell you out for the 30 pieces of silver.
You didn't get the new video about the policeman at Rubus? You didn't get that one yet?
I heard about that one.
I
just got that one.
I got to watch that one. Don't spoil it for me. I got to watch that when I get off. That's pre-Joker's material.
Videos, huh? I don't know what's happening, but you need to do one of your videos. The gold just needs to come out.
Well, I just had a situation, you know, with a handicap violator, and my chief handicap violator was a member of the Royal Bahamas Police Force.
I had the same thing, remember? They busted me, and I caught the same guy doing the same thing here. They always parking in the handicap spot.
You cannot do it, man. You got to have some respect for that. But like I said, the general consensus right now, though, what I'm getting off the text lines is, how much longer can Grand Bahama be patient and play the waiting game with this administration? Because like I often say, we've been going on 2 years, going into 3 years now, you know? What's happening?
Imagine how
two and a half years. I mean, and we're still hearing the same stories.
I think my frustration comes when you see and so-and-so airport's doing this. And I'm like, you know, and then you got this argument over which one's first, the hotel or the airport. I'm like, come on, we've been waiting. We've been good. We've rebuilt. We've got these great things coming. You know, come on, let's do it. And it's almost there, but I don't know. The communication gap really misses me a lot. Sometimes our government over-communicates so much and they have all these consultants that do all this communication, but why can't we get the same thing for Grand Bahama? I get very frustrated about that.
Okay, text coming in. Naughty, I caught a piece of Don's live, then I had to leave. What was the final outcome of his tour?
The final outcome was just showing what government is still not doing in these settlements. We were able to highlight the West Grand Bahama and Bimini constituency, well, not Bimini, but the West Grand Bahama, a bunch of uncompleted promises that still, well, basically from the by-election to now, nothing new has happened. Only the West End move happened on the weekend that the residents claimed they knew nothing about. In Central Grand Bahama, which is the opposition leader, Aaron Lewis, we saw where a bunch of basketball courts and potholes still, you know, torment the people of a portion of Central Grand Bahama. And so we're just going to continue to expose some of the things that is still not being done. And while Aaron may be in opposition, he still have a constituency allowance, which I was advised has increased to $150,000. So we need him to start spending some of that in making sure that the residents can feel his presence. And I've also been advised that he's offering himself in the next election. So if he wants to be reelected and wants people to support him, he needs to start making his presence felt on the ground and doing some stuff. And so we're not cherry-picking just PLP. Who's not helping the people in their constituency or making sure that these communities are properly taken care of? The park in Pinedale that's used for a basketball camp for the children could not be done this year because the park is in, there's no rim on the basketball court. The bathroom is in a deplorable state. The Cabano is in the deplorable state. The park in Pine Forest not built. The park in Seagrave is still in disrepair. In Hepburn Town, still the same way. There by the Grace Church of Nazarene, still the same way. These are what the people were promised in the by-election. And we have monies for everything else other than what is to enhance, impact, and help the people in the constituencies.
Afternoon, Naughty, and to your guests. I pretty much know how Darren is going to answer this. So, Naughty, can you ask Sarah how much confidence she has with this government and the many promises that they've uttered?
Oh, that's a hard one. I had a lot of promise. I think they came in very strong. I'll be quite honest. I was so impressed with Chester Cooper. And, you know, they were working on the hotel. And I was really excited about the airport. I don't know what the problem is with getting it sorted. They have an airport deal. They have a design worked out. I don't know what the issue is, so I'm a bit frustrated in that vein and with the communication part. I also have to say I'm a very disappointed about the hospital, and I think it's something we forget. Those are one of our big deals as well. I get reminded by the wonderful people who listen to your show every week, Naughty, and they'll say something to me when they see me or they see Darren, we forget about our hospital as well. I mean, our hospital was totally trashed, and it still is not 100%, nor are any of the things that have been promised on that part. I know Darren knows more about that, so I guess I answered that in that kind of way.
But I'm going to go ahead and ask Darren as well. Can you relation to that question, Darren?
I have no confidence in this government. I've lost all confidence. I supported this government with the great hopes that they would be the government for the people. They will hear the concerns of the people, and they will do their best in being able to address them. We've not been able to have a proper, sensible conversation with any government official, not even the Minister for Grand Bahama, who continues to duck, dodge, and hide from us as relates to being bringing clarity on so many issues and concerns we have here in Grand Bahama. And make matters worse, we have the Prime Minister who's promised to be a friend to the business owners in Grand Bahama, and who would be the Prime Minister that will represent the concerns of business owners. And almost 3 years later, we have not, you know, some say, oh, you know, we ungratefully came to the chamber meeting. You came to the chamber meeting to speak at us, not to speak with us. And again, you know, we didn't have the opportunity to be able to get clarity to the questions and concerns we have. And so I have no confidence in this particular administration. If I could, I will tell the people of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas to run far from the Progressive Liberal Party and don't vote for them in the next election. Yes, I said it.
Well, I think you answered the question very thoroughly too, sir. To break in short order, but I do want to ask, Sarah, real quick, when's the next rugby event in Grand Bahama?
I think there's a break for a while before they start playing again because the tournament was done. So this was just a one-off. But that game was really great and the support from the community was huge. So if you log on to 242 News Bahamas, we'll be putting rugby up all the time and let you know what's happening there.
All right. I just got a text and I'm going to read it. Boy, Naughty, please tell Darren I love me some Darren. And I'm just passing the message, but anything. But you gotta
I love Darren too. He's the best.
But you guys gotta keep doing what you're doing because a lot of people tell me the same thing. We look forward to the show on Tuesday because we get an objective, rounded opinion from Grand Bahama as to what's going on. And the fact that you have folks living in Grand Bahama, Naughty, who are part of the makeup and the lifeblood and the everyday of Grand Bahama, with their finger on the pulse, they can answer because they're there. And I think Grand Bahamians who are still here, displaced from the hurricanes, still trying to get back to Grand Bahama, look forward to hearing from you guys because they eventually want to get back home.
Yeah, we know it.
Naughty, I want to say, you know, people feel as if, oh, you know, we're just about attacking the government, we're just about speaking negative against the government. The reality of it is we live in Grand Bahama. We know the real deal of the pain and suffering that people are living with. Whilst I was doing my tour, one of the things that tear up my heart was when I went into a particular community, toilets in one of our communities in 8 Mile Rock, that people are still functioning as if they're still in the 70s. And it just speaks to the type of opportunity that we are creating. I voted for the Progressive Liberal Party in the last election. I voted based upon the commitments and the conversations that we and many business owners, do you know how much meetings we had with Philip Brave Davis, Prime Minister, but opposition leader, Fred Mitchell, Michael Davitt, Barbara Cartwright, Kevin Simmons, and they were all about our concerns and addressing them as business owners. You're not a prime minister, and the things that once affected us, you are now making it worse, and you're now enforcing it. When I listen, I hear people talk about their cars being confiscated in Nassau because they had to make a decision whether they could keep the car or sell it to try and take care of their family. But now they're going through the rhetoric of customs taking people's car or taking the car that they sold that they thought was a gift, given the protest against what was being done under human minutes, now doing it to the people.
A lot of people say the hypocrisy of this democracy.
Correct. And so you can't answer you don't know because you're not making yourself available. People's cars were sold because they had to make a decision, Naughty, where I can keep my nice car or I can sell it to be able
to live.
Take care of my family.
Agreed. There's still people recovering from this storm.
Well, we got to get to the break, though. And yeah. I appreciate you guys chiming in. Looking forward to doing it again next week. Darren, I'm looking forward to the lives. Sarah, looking forward to another great supplement each and every Tuesday from the Grand Bahama News right here in The Guardian. You'll have a great rest of the week. And hopefully
and
everything will be copacetic, man.
It's so fantastic.
And we'll do it again on Tuesday, man. Good stuff. You all be safe. We'll get to the break. Flip side of the break. Cuban Willie, brought to you, of course, by The Attinger and the Numerology Report's coming up. Taking it to the news.
Happy
Keep it right where you got it. Yep. Happy Independence, Grand Bahama. The Tuesday, July 9th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Together when everybody out. Fried chicken we are free, bucket for the crow. Share a bucket together, everybody go original when we're online.
Bucket together and do the new dance craze.
Hot KFC summer bucket deal. 8 pieces of your favorite fried chicken and 4 buttery biscuits with options to add family fries, a 2-liter switcher, and 4 pineapple biscuits. Starting at $20. KFC, it's finger licking good.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options at cancercenter.com.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report. Brought to you by the Island Game.
Wepa, soy yo, Cuban Willie, and it's time once again for my numerology report brought to you by the Island Game. And today is Tuesday, so you know I got the cuatro pelotas, the 4 balls for you. Today, 2, 1, 5, 6, 21, 56, 21, 56. That's your 4 ball. Bet it, set it, and forget it with the Island Game. Stay winning, my friends.
We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Pentagon, Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Pentagon, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Pentagon, Island Game, we got you. Percy Pentagon, from the friends you can trust, if winning is a must. Come play the game, you know, because your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, July 9th edition of Talking Heads. And be waiting for Pearly to zoom in. At some point, Pearly needs to zoom in. You know, be looking for Pearly. And guess what? If I know Pearly, he's trying to take in all these, you know, daytime baseball games before the All-Star game. All-Star game coming up. You know, a couple of days without baseball for Pearly this time of year can get him crazy. Can get him fired up. For Pearly to zoom in, and you know, while we wait for Pearly, I'll jump on into today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Don't forget Happy Hour every Wednesday and every Friday at Naughty Johnny's, 5 to 7 p.m. Great highball specials, great food specials. Be sure to check them out. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. All right, Pearly should be zooming in about 5 minutes there, Mr. Producer, so keep an eye out on him. I tell you, probably catching the seventh in the stretch. Whee! So let's jump on in and see what happened on this day. July 9th, 1968. The first All-Star baseball game to be played indoors took place at the Astrodome in Houston. 1985, Herschel Walker of the New Jersey Generals was named the most valuable player in the United States Football League, USFL. Donald Trump owned that team, by the way. 1985, Joe Namath signed a five-year contract with ABC TV to provide commentary for Monday Night Football. 1997, Mike Tyson was banned from the boxing ring and fined $3 million for biting the ear of an opponent, Evander Holyfield. 2000, Pete Sampras of the United States set a record when he won the men's single tennis championship. It was his 13th Grand Slam title. 2002, the Major League Baseball All-Star Game ended in a 7-7 tie after 11 innings. Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig called the game after both team managers informed him they had run out of players. 2016, Serena Williams won her 22nd Grand Slam title. Sports quote of the day, set your goals high and don't stop till you get there. Bo Jackson. And Bo was a beast. Bo knew sports. Bo, let me tell you, Bo knew baseball. Bo knew football. Boy, if that injury didn't take him out, I think Bo would have rewritten a lot of record books. There'd been a lot of conversations. Still in the conversation with greatest athlete of all time. Yeah. Yeah, man. You got to play. We want to talk about like pure athleticism and athlete and could do it all. All the tools. Bo Jackson is definitely in that conversation. Deion Sanders is another one that needs to be in that convo. Real talk. But I digress. But we're now on to the local scene, the home court. All brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And don't forget, each and every Wednesday is Whopper Wednesday at your favorite Burger King location. All right? Get that Whopper. Get that Independence King. Yeah, man. It's all good. And it's waiting on you. So be sure to take advantage of it. But the Guardian got a big supplement today, boy. Let me tell you. All kind of independent supplementation in here. Definitely want to get a hold on that. And, of course, like I said, we're looking at the local sports scene. The Bahamas beats Puerto Rico. Both the 12U and 16U teams will be in action today. The Bahamas got off to a strong start in the Babe Ruth Caribbean Regional Championships, winning both the 12 and under and 16 under divisions on Monday. In the 12U division opener at the Blue Hills Complex, the Bahamas got past Aruba 6-2 and then dropped an all-star team from the Freedom Farm Baseball League. In the early game, Varai Burrows got the win for the mound for the Bahamas, pitching the full five innings. He scattered five hits and struck out two. Logan Rowe was potent for Team Bahamas. Richardson was a perfect 2-for-2 with an RBI run batted in and two runs scored. And Rowe was 2-for-3 and scored twice. So there you go. Can't forget Isaac Richardson as well, too. He did a good job as well for Team Bahamas. Greg Burrows quoted as saying, Greg Burrows Jr., I expected us to come out and play excellent defense, and that is what we did. The bats started off a little slow, but I believe they will pick up steam as the tournament moves along. Moving to track and field, Carroll wins IGF J30 tournament in Aruba. Bahamian Kaiwan Comer expressed gratitude to Arak Homer for allowing him to have time off to pursue his Olympic dreams. And he represented as well. Bahamas Lawn Tennis Association, BLT, extended Carroll for a remarkable victory at the International Tennis Federation tournament. From July 6th to 1st through 6th in Aruba, Carroll showcased exceptional talent and determination throughout the competition, beginning with wins in the initial rounds against Miguel Cardoso and Marcus Ingerson of the Netherlands. Ranked as the number 6 seed, Carroll continued his impressive run by defeating Colombian Eduardo Jaramillo in the quarterfinals. His prowess was further evident in the semifinals, where he trumped over Canadian Rafael Brown in straight sets. Final match was a gripping encounter against Brazilian Felipe Mamid, and it culminated in a thrilling three-set victory for Carroll with scores of 6-4, 5-7, and 6-5. In addition to his accomplishments, Carroll was a crucial member of the Bahamas 2024 Junior Davis Cup team, which emerged victorious in the pre-qualifiers held in the Dominican Republic. So congratulations, man. Good stuff to Gerald Carroll. And of course, you know, that's from tennis, all right? And then over in track and field, like I was mentioning, Kawan Comer. Appreciate the Arawak Holmes letting him do his thing because he is the national champion in the men's triple jump, invitational and junior senior national track and field championships in June, but fell just a bit short of qualifying for the Paris Olympic Games. So, you know, I guess he got another opportunity to qualify and took good advantage of it. He leaped you just got to keep rooting for him. I think there might be one option for him. He had a good year, but he missed qualifying. All right? So he also narrowly missed out on it. But I think there's still a lot of potential there. If you just missed out now, keep pursuing it, you'll probably get the standard for the next one. I think we got a bright future with a lot of the kids who didn't qualify this go around. And talking to some of my good friends, 10-year seniors, talking to my boy Marcellus Hall, Sheldon Longley, we have a good pipeline of young athletes coming up, especially in the field event. So we'll keep an eye on it. Excuse me, and see where it goes. Because sometimes you have the ebbs and flows with sport, you know? Sometimes you'll be strong with the runners. Other times you'll be strong with the field events. Excuse me, sometimes you get a happy medium with both. So at the end of the day, we now need to make sure they're ready for the next go-round. Keeping the cupboard stocked. We're not going to have Shawnee forever. We've got to start developing who's going to come up in her footsteps behind her, you know? We're not going to have Devin Charlton forever and the other two young ladies that are doing so well in the hurdles right now. Got to stock the cupboards. I look at men's basketball. Got to replenish the cupboards. We got VJ Edgecombe. We got some other young guys there that are at the collegiate level right now making store up there in Kansas. Got to be able to restock, especially with NBA potential-like talent. The next crop, have them there early. And I'll let you know now, VJ Edgecombe is going to be a beast at Baylor. He is going to be a beast at Baylor. Barring injury, if he has a good campaign, I think he's one and done at Baylor, and I'm thinking he's a lottery pick in the next draft in the NBA. But you can feel free to chime in. And let me know, we got Pearly yet? But Pearly, that's a long 5 minutes. Right now, he's stuck at the air fryer, man. I'm telling you. Watching Dodger baseball. Speaking of baseball, though, as we go international, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. Who's in and who's out? Be sure to check out all the Tropical Gyro locations. Flagship store over there on Mackey Street, open until 6. Out there in the west at R&D Plaza, open until 8. You got Carmichael open until 8, and of course over there in Grand Bahama as well. So be sure to get you your Tropical Gyro on, all right? And it's all G-double-O-D good. So now we look at who's in and who's out. Speaking of Wimbledon tennis, big shocker there. Number one seed, Jannik Sinner. Upset by number 5, Daniil Medvedev. Wimbledon quarterfinals. So we won't have a one seed in the championship. We've had an upset. The upset bird has flown in Wimbledon. The number one seed is gone. Somebody to keep an eye on. Hey, I could hear that bleeding through, my brother. That's really... Cooper Flagg. You want to know maybe the next big name in basketball in the U.S.? Cooper Flagg. Striving to join USA for 2027 FIBA World Cup after impressive camp. Impressive camp? Listen, man. He's been putting on NBA All-Stars in this camp. Nice incoming freshman at Duke. I think he's another one-and-done kid this year, too. And he set himself a goal to join Team USA for the 2027 World Cup in Qatar. That's something I'm striving for, just to be the best I can. And if I can achieve that and then join the World Cup team in 2 years, that's another goal on my list. Now listen, Flag is only 17. Standout star of the Team USA training camp, all right? Helping the select team to narrow to a narrow 74-73 loss. He's part of the reason why that U.S. team is going to be hard to beat, all right? They use part of a select roster that included some rising young NBA players like Jalen Duren, Amen Thompson, and Brandon Miller. Cooper Flagg was unbelievable. So that team assistant coach Jim Boylan said he's not scared. And is that Purdy chimed in?
That's me. That's me.
What's your take on Cooper Flagg, buddy?
Talent beyond his age.
Purdy, if I say he reminds me of the hick from French Lick with athleticism, people can say, oh, no, because he's a blonde white boy. No, he reminds me of Larry Bird with skills. With athleticism, but Larry did not.
He's very athletic. He's going to be something to see in the future.
I'm telling you, man.
Just a little too young right now to make that team, but next time, 2 years, he'll be there.
I have watched him in that training camp. He has eaten everyone, including LeBron.
Well, most people eat LeBron. LeBron don't play defense.
No, but this kid's impressive, Pearly. Inside and outside game. Freshman at Duke, they said that they're going to let him do what they let Zion Williams do, or Williamson do in Duke. Just put the ball in his hands, let him score, let him put butt, going to be there one and done.
Okay, all right.
But he's a name to keep an eye on, though. Very impressive. Very impressive. I got to tip my hat to him. Dak Prescott says he's not worried about his contract. Said the money will take care of itself.
He knows to say the right things. He's not going to say anything to piss anybody off.
So you're
going to
get your money, which you're getting this year. If you have a good year, you could hold Jerry over a barrel and get whatever you want from him. Or you could make the Raiders break the bank for you, and you win. So Dak's in a great position.
Either way, he'll be all right.
What's your boy, Tua? What's his position?
I think Tua might get be in a predicament.
Is he going to get the money he deserves, or are they going to try lowball him?
See, I think they're trying to lowball him right now. All right. They're trying to give him 47, 48. But if you look at what Goff got, you look at what Lawrence got, he should be around 55. But I think the problem is they're going to wait this year, and next year got to pay him 60, 61 because he's going to have a good year. So it's cheaper they pay him now. But then the next problem is we get Jalen Holland, who's also up for an extension. So one of them got to get the extension this year, and the next one will get franchise next year. So we'll see what happens. I think Tua's going to get his just before training camp. But sometime this week, I think you'll see it signed.
I'm hearing the same rumblings with CeeDee Lamb, too, that it's going to be a training camp contract. He's going to get it done in camp, and it'll work itself out. The heavy indicator that I feel strongly that's going to get done in training camp, Dak Prescott kind of leaked it out. CeeDee's been in every one of the private passing camps they have at the field. Dak has set up at his house. They've been working. He hasn't missed one. He's been at every one. So the work is getting put in. I think CeeDee is close to the team. Maybe almost even, like, he's not reporting the camp, but he's right up the road. You know that kind of way?
And the Dolphins get a couple of dollars. We got about $16 million. Your boy Jeff Wilson name is keep coming up to get cut, so that's another $3 million we'll get tacked onto that.
Man, Uncle Jeffrey could be the starter in Dallas for 1 year. I don't mind.
The problem is the Dolphins want to trade him, but everybody knows they're going to have to end up cutting him anyway.
So you get him for free.
Why give up? But then the thing is, where But the Dolphins are saying, listen, you could get him now for a sixth round pick as opposed to fighting over him with some other teams who may want him. So why don't you make this move now? So
yeah, we got an extra sixth round pick. We might throw the dice at you there. We might throw a dart at him.
Yeah, that wouldn't be bad. You know, because he's not going to get, he's way down right now. He's not going to get much playing time, if any. He only had 47 carries last year. So, you know, down from 121 the year before.
So, yeah, not too much trade. Still got some tread left on the tires.
Yeah. You see, I mean, listen, if we didn't have who we have, he would be a factor, but we had who we got, so, you know.
All right, I got one off the text lines, Perlin, and I definitely need you to chime in to help me answer this one, because, you know, we got to, you know, express our opinions on this. Naughty, I know nothing about basketball. Was VJ Edgecombe's performance because he's exceptional or because he was unexpected? When teams start targeting him, will he still have the same impact? I'm only asking, I don't know. Or is it only knowable when he starts to play? No, he's garnered quite the reputation in high school in America.
Yeah.
At a high level. A lot of coaches know him across the board. He was highly recruited.
I think he was the top five guard. Top five guard in America.
And they did a mock draft for 2025 in the NBA. They had him at the number 5 pick.
Yeah, he's exceptional. He has a great talent. He shot up from, I think, from 5'10 or 5'11 to 6'5 over a year or two.
And he's fearless.
His talent level is fearless. And what you got to understand is, when you see where these kids play high school ball, he plays high school ball in New York, where the competition level is like, you know, it's
through
not
the
like
roof.
You're one exception player. You play
up against out of New York. Tell me, they played him for 4 years, against him for 3 years. And he's a beast, absolute beast.
Your nephew taught natural science 1 year at Benedictine High School in Newark. And I say, Trey, why don't you bringing the team down to play soccer or Aquinas and play a little, let's do a little Catholic basketball tournament. He said, no, Daddy, the starting point guard is 6'4". Sock point center ain't 6'4". He says, and out of that school, 3 of the starting 5 go Division I easy. Big time Division I schools every year, and a couple of them make it to the pros. So he's not.
No, you ain't about no part of that.
No, the kind of talent in New York. So if he's exceptional and he's that good in New York City and playing, you know, and you know, in New York, I got like 2 and 3 different high school leagues. The Catholic schools get all their own league. So when they have been ever like that, he's great. He's gonna be the next Bahamian NBA player. Mark that in your books.
I think him and AJ Starr for sure. I think Starr's gonna get a look as well.
Yeah, AJ Starr he'll be there. I thought AJ was coming out this year, but no, he's going to Kansas.
Yeah, and his stock is gonna rise through the roof if he does well at Kansas.
Yeah, I think Kansas is division. He can be top five school. So be all right.
So now we got some other things to talk about, man. Got some NFL to talk about. We got some NBA to talk about.
Okay.
That summer league, man.
I've been watching. I started to watch Memphis and
Memphis. Really talented young guys in the league. Like really.
Yeah, I think there's Utah Memphis yesterday. I can't remember that. But I started to watch that game yesterday, but I didn't grab me yet. So I'll probably watch something tonight.
What about baseball? You got any baseball to watch tonight?
Are they shut down
for the All-Star game?
No, we're in Philly tonight. This is last weekend. They shut down Sunday. We're in Philly tonight.
Okay.
So Philly, the team with the best record in baseball, will be playing the second best record, Dodgers. Hey, what happened to your Yankees? Didn't you guys have the best record in baseball a few weeks back?
Pearly, calm down. Let me explain some things to you, man. Okay?
You know, cut A going on. That's what you want to explain to me.
Normally in June, we practice full early on in June, you know? And then we catch up later. We did it a little bit later this year. We did it late June, early July. All right?
Okay, yeah.
You know, we have that one set of time where we like to mess the bet.
The slump in June, July, then the slump in October.
Yes, indeed. You don't want to be slumping in October.
You guys will be all right. I'm just excited for the trade deadline next month.
For baseball? Hey, Jazz's name keeps coming up. The Marlins now said they're open to trading him.
Well, they should, because he's being frustrated where he's at. They can't win any games, and he's playing. He's probably playing the best baseball on the team. So why leave him there? Then go where he can do something and have an opportunity to win, you know, to win.
Yankees, Dodgers, Mets, all on the radar.
But you guys got a decent second base center fielder, right? You got the best outfield.
No, we thinking about putting him back. Gleyber Torres been stinking it up. We thinking about putting him back in the infield, bro.
Okay. All right.
Put him at second. Or short.
All right, okay.
You're the best outfield in baseball. That's the best outfield in baseball. But if any of them get injured, we can still maintain it being the best outfield in baseball by simply adjusting and putting Jazz in center.
Okay, I gotcha.
But I think the biggest thing with the Yankees right now, they're going to have to roll the dice on some pitching. Because we were playing with house money with a lot of the pitching we got. Remember earlier in the year, I said, listen, I'm not saying nothing about the pitching. Because, you know, we got a bargain deal with this. It's working out well, but, the pitching.
The problem you have right now is there's so many teams with this new playoff system that baseball got. There's so many teams still in the money for the playoffs. You only about 4 or 5 teams that might be sellers.
Correct.
At the trade deadline. So
which is,
the problem.
Which is abnormal because normally this time of year you got at least 12 to 15 teams interested. Yeah.
So I think you got Chicago would be a seller. Maybe Detroit. Maybe Colorado, and maybe one or two other things.
Let me have a gander at the standings there for a second, Pearly. Let's have a look and see who might be buying and selling. Nobody in the American League East might be buying or selling. I mean, the Rays are 41-49, but I don't think they're selling.
No, they might. They just might. The Rays may be the one team in that division who might.
Bichette and the other kid, maybe?
No, not the Rays. The Rays, Bichette maybe, but Bichette may be the only player that they may think about trading. The Rays may be thinking about trading pitching.
Okay, the Tigers go ahead.
The Tigers may be sellers, and then the Chicago White Sox. Maybe Oakland.
Yeah, I don't think Kansas City sells. That's still 49-43 playing decent baseball.
See, then you got the Marlins who might be. See, you got to look at the wild card race. You really don't look at the rest. So when you look at the wild card race, in the National League, you got, other than Miami and Colorado, basically 15 games and 14 games out of the wild card. Washington only 5.5 out. So for Washington, Chicago, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, the Giants, the Mets, Arizona, they're not going to be sellers. All right, and then when you look at the American League, you take maybe the Angels, Oakland, Chicago may be sellers, but from there, Toronto is only 8 games out. Rangers, the Tigers, the Rays only 5.5, or the Royals 1.5, or the Astros 3.5. So when you look at it like that, all these guys are in the money for playoff spot.
Right? Yeah,
so it's tough to see that in late July that you're going to think about. I think with the major leagues, you look at is moving the trade deadline a little bit later, maybe August 15th or something like that.
Phone lines. Talking head.
What's up, Nutty? It's in Petersburg. What's up? What's up?
Hey, what's going on, St. Pete? How you feeling, man?
Hey, Tampa, some people. What's up?
I'm about 85%. You know, I'm still there. You know,
how the new ride doing, man? How the new ride doing?
Man, I'm sitting up high looking at everybody.
Hold on, how you said that now? You sitting up high looking at everybody. You mean you sitting up on some rims, right? You sitting up on some 20s or 24s,
okay,
right?
Okay, hey, man, it coming rims. I don't need to put no rims on the suckers. They coming all black, man. I'm all black, man.
You black right out, black on black.
That's right. Hey, check this out. I've been watching the Olympic trials for the track and field. And I've been watching them Jamaican track and field, boys. Look here, it's going to be some competition in them sprints, boy. You know,
the Americans haven't been in the money in the 1, 2, and the 4 for the last 2 Olympics. They haven't really been that the favorite. Maybe more people have been seeing was there. So it's other than Shakira and then the kid you got in the 400 meters, I don't know what the Americans can do this year in the sprints.
Yeah, well, look, if you watch them Jamaicans doing some good time, boy.
Yeah, man, Jamaicans are still number 1 sport, track and field.
And they're 4x1, boy. Look at they could do some damage, boy.
Nah, I tell you, I don't think the Jamaicans 4x4 qualified this year.
Oh, I mean, the 4x1. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. 4x1. Yeah,
I don't think they're 4x4 qualified this year.
Yeah. But, boy, look here. It's going to be stuff. I want to see them females. I want to see the 100 and the 200 and the females, boy. That's what I want to see.
Kia Richardson, yeah. I mean, and Jamaica got some young girls coming up this year. The grand prize is not there this year.
Man, these girls are running like 10-something, man. You know what I'm saying? They up there, boy. There's something in the water in Jamaica, boy. There's something in the water.
Listen, if you ain't running 10-8 or better, don't try to go to Olympics this year. Stay home.
Yeah, stay home, man. Man, all right, man. I'm just here chilling. Man, getting ready to go home,
Yeah, but you got to celebrate a little bit tomorrow, man. You're over there, you gotta do one for home.
Two for life.
That's how you do it.
No matter where I land, I'll always be a Bohemian first. You know what I'm saying?
You're born there.
Oh, boy, you said a word, but I was just gonna say, Smokey, say you're born there.
I am a true Bohemian.
All right. Yeah, y'all be safe, man.
Be safe, my brother. Be safe.
And happy early independence, Bahamas. 242 for life.
There you go, my brother. There you go.
There you go.
All right, let's get to the break real quick. Because we got 2 breaks, right, Mr. Producer? This one and the next one, right? So we'll take the break now, Pearly. Flip side of the break. We'll get back. We'll chop up some more, who's in and who's out from the NFL, from the NBA. We got our picks lined up, and we'll get ready for the final 15 today. Final 15 today, too. Danny Park sitting in for Colin Cowherd. But listen, we're talking a lot of things NFL and a lot of things NBA, especially the NBA, to tell you the truth. Because, you're talking the American team, the American team, obviously, what they're going up against, because the world has improved. That they're going to break down some more Cooper Flag information for you, too. He's that good. And there's a few other tidbits I'll get to as well, but it's a pretty interesting Final 15 with Danny Parks and Colin Cowherd today.
Okay.
All right, so we'll take that quick break now. Flip side of the break, Pearlie and I'll be back. We'll be talking sports as we get ready to get into the second half of this, final half hour of the Tuesday, July 9th edition of Talking Heads, which continues right after this.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Looking for quality food at affordable prices? Look no further than Solomon's. Our stores offer unbeatable savings on your overall basket without compromising on quality. From quality produce to pantry staples, we have everything you need to create delicious and nutritious meals for less. When it comes to your grocery budget value, come to Solomon's and experience the best of both worlds.
Sign up now for the 2024 Michael Scudery. He's on the streets, basketball classic. Taking place Monday, July 15th to Sunday, July 21st. At the Hope Center and the Kendall Ice Exchange. We are shooting hoops instead of guns. Phone 601-4842 or visit our Facebook page. Sign up today for the 2024 Michael Scudery basketball classic.
He's on the streets, 2024 is coming.
Stay informed with the NASA Guide and your news delivered. Are you tired of chasing down the latest news? Why not have it delivered right to your doorstep? The NASA Guardian is now offering an unbeatable home delivery service. Special subscription rates. 3 months, just $44.80. 6 months, only $79.52. 1 year, an amazing value at $143.36. Your daily news fix all year round. Don't miss out on this opportunity to keep up with the latest in local and international news, sports, business, and entertainment. Subscribe today. Call us at 302-2360 or 302-2353. Our friendly subscription, the NASA Guardian. We've got the news you need. Don't wait. Call now and let us bring the world to your door.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important, so no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Fenton Plan, Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Fenton Plan, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Fenton Plan, Island Game, we got you. Percy Fenton Plan, from the friends you can trust. If winning is a must, go play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Happy Independence, Bahamas! Let's celebrate 50 plus 1 together with a unique Janaysia from dry fit polo or t-shirts, ribbons and pull bows in black, gold, and aquamarine. Janay's special family package includes buy 2 adults and 3 children Independence polos or t-shirts and get 15% off. Outfit your staff for a special Independence dress of week or day with a different design. For more than 30 pieces of Janay's Independence polos or t-shirts, get up to 25% discount. Janay's Uniform Center, Chesapeake Road, Independence Selections. Choose your favorite and celebrate 50 plus 1. Restrictions apply.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Class available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Together when everybody out, yeah. Fried chicken we are pre bucket for the crow. Share a bucket together, everybody go live. Ooh. Crispy original when we're online.
Bucket together and do the new dance craze.
Pot KFC summer bucket deal: 8 pieces of your favorite fried chicken and 4 buttery biscuits with options to add family fries, a 2-liter switcher, and 4 pineapple biscuits, starting at $20. KFC, it's finger licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Flip, I got you on the Tuesday, July 9th edition of Talking Heads. Boy, no, I need to come along with Pearly Rattles until 6 p.m. A couple of minutes before we get to the final 15 today, but we got to do some picks, man, Pearly. Got some baseball picks. Got some WNBA picks, but listen.
We won the NBA tonight. I don't know. We'll be giving more scores than the supposed to have tonight.
All right. Sorry, let me make it to NBA game tonight.
But just for people who are interested, just before we go, in Euro 24, Spain sent France home 2-1.
I wanted to get to that, but you jumped in. You got me. You beat me to it.
You know, there's a 16-year-old kid. The youngest to score, the youngest player ever to score in the European Championship.
You mean for Spain?
Yeah.
Lionel.
Yeah, 16.
And look at Nico Williams as well, who plays for Spain as well, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Very good to see Spain getting a little more, you know, flavor in that lineup.
Well, depends on if the English beat Germany, is what I expected Spain, Germany in the championship.
No, no, no. Spain already beat Germany. They beat them yesterday. Last time out.
No, you're right.
It's England and Denmark next. So if England beats Denmark, it'll be Spain and England. But I think Denmark beats England.
No. England ranked number one. No.
I have to pull for the Netherlands over England. And you know why I'm pulling for the Netherlands. For the tulips.
All right. You did not go.
I've always been a fan of the Dutch culture, man. From when I read books, small about the little boy and the dike and how he plugged the hole in the dike and all of that, man.
Okay. All right.
The Netherlands, the land of tulips. Some of the great soccer players have come from there, man. Frank Rijkaard, okay. Rod Gullit, you know what I mean? Marco van Basten. So
I know what you mean.
So, you know, I'm just being a little cultured, you know?
I understand, sir.
Whee! It's thick in here today, boy. It's thick in here today. But
And then of course Argentina is playing Canada tonight in Copa America.
Okay, listen.
We'll put that on the pick. I pick Argentina tonight.
In Copa America?
Yeah, over Canada.
That might be a good pick.
Yeah, I like that.
That could be a good pick.
Okay.
But let's look at what we got to work with here today, man. And it's all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. Simply log on to theislandgame.com. And listen, Purdy, the Island Game got a wicked, wicked, wicked survivor, NFL survivor starting for NFL season, man.
I'm going to buy a new car off them this year. I get it from saying I'm going to own Island Games to know that I'm going to buy a new car off of them.
All right. I think that those steps might be more palatable. I think you might do well in that direction.
More achievable.
It's more achievable, definitely. All right, yeah. Couple of games starting at 6:35. You got the Cubs and the Orioles. I like the Orioles.
I like the Orioles playing good ball. I like the Orioles.
And they're at home. I like Cleveland on the road against Detroit.
I like Cleveland. They get lively pitching tonight. I like Cleveland, yeah.
I like the Phillies at home against the Dodgers.
Wheeler is pitching for them. Bobby Miller needs a good game, so I'm going to go with Bobby Miller. I think he's going to finally find his bait tonight.
Phillies get you all tonight. Yankees against Tampa, in Tampa against the Rays. I like the Yankees to start turning it around against Tampa Bay.
I'm pitching for y'all tonight, so I like that. I go to Yankees tonight.
Cincinnati Reds at home over the Colorado Rockies. I like that one. Based on one thing.
Lodulo pitching tonight for Cincinnati. Okay, all right.
Yep. And then De La Cruz, you know what I'm saying? Eddie De La Cruz. Speed. Can't speed sleep on
top
him.
On top of speed.
I like the Red Sox at home over the A's.
Do I like them tonight over the A's? Okay, Bello pitching for y'all.
You got the Nationals and the Mets. This is a pretty good game right here, actually.
Yeah, but Quintana from the Mets hasn't been looking all that good, but he pitched pretty good the last game he pitched.
And they're home. You got to roll with the Mets.
Yeah, but Irvin got a great ERA at 2.80. I think it's 2.80 or something.
Nationals might pull the upset in that one too. You can't really call it. This is a coin flip.
I'll take the Mets because they're home.
All right, cool. Marlins on the road against the Astros. I like the Astros to win this one.
I like the Astros. I like anybody to beat. No, I don't like, but everybody beating up on the Marlins. So yeah.
Twins on the road against the White Sox. I think the White Sox are in sell mode already. I like the Twins to win this one.
Yeah, over pitching tonight. Yeah, I like
Pirates on the road against the Brewers. I like the Brewers at home.
Yeah, and they're coming off losing two to the Dodgers.
And I hear they're wearing a yellow uniform tonight, too.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Rangers on the road against the Angels. I like the Rangers in that one.
Rangers, yeah.
Braves on the road against the Diamondbacks. I like the Braves in that one.
I'm pulling for the Braves. Sale pitching tonight for the Braves. I'll go with the Braves.
Mariners on the road against the Padres. I like the Padres at home.
You know what? I'm gonna go with the Mariners because they're throwing their ace Gilbert tonight.
Ah, well, if Gilbert's pitching, then they have to not touch this one at all.
Because Mazu pitching tonight, Mazu like a over seven ERA.
Yeah, no, then maybe the over in that game of eight is what you should look at.
Maybe the over of that game of eight is what I would look at
between the two teams.
Yeah,
and the final one.
Arizona been putting up numbers. Arizona really been scoring a lot of runs the last two games. Last week and a half, 10 days.
Toronto. On the road against the Giants. I like the Giants at home.
Snell pitching for the Giants. He's got a 9 ERA. He's 0-3. He's not found his groove yet. This might be another instance where I say, but Bobby Miller, Snell may just put it all together tonight at home.
Right. That's what I'm thinking, too. He's overdue. So we'll see how it all plays out. But Pearly.
Then I like the Minnesota link over the Sparks tonight. I don't like it, but that's what can happen.
That is, man. That is what's going to happen. Yeah. But before we get out of here, man, I want you and your family to have a great holiday, man. Enjoy your independence to the fullest, man.
Tell my sister happy independence. My niece, my nephew's happy independence. Tell Pops I say hey.
Yeah, man. I getting ready for tattoo in a little bit. I know us in Chippin' and we always enjoy tattoo for the free.
So, tell me about it.
But, and I've been watching tattoo so much from home. I know when they're coming. I know when the fire engines pull up, but all right, the motorcycle cops coming in a little bit and the dogs are sure to follow.
Yep. Tell me about it.
Anyway, man, for everybody out there, man, we went in to have a happy safe independence. Yeah. And we're off tomorrow. Probably will be back on Thursday.
Yeah, we should have a good show on this. I'm telling people I'm going to talk about this. We can talk about customer service. I'm gonna get somebody to come in on because I went to a certain restaurant today, right? And, you know, what used to happen in California back in the 1800s is what it's named after. I've been getting terrible service all week. Terrible service all week, everywhere I went. We got to do better in this country. We really got to do better. You're not doing me a favor by serving me. I'm doing you a favor by coming to spend my money.
Ah, boy, that sounds like that could be a hot one, man, Pearly.
We talked about it a little bit Thursday, but I think we're going to just carry it on again because until we get there, we got to get... There's two things. Your pet peeve is people parking in handicapped spots. My pet peeve is the lousy service we get.
Well, that right there on my list too now.
You know, it's amazing, man. It's amazing. You know, the waiter brought the food. Brought water. I asked for a cup of ice. Took forever to bring the cup of ice. Brought the food, and 10 seconds later brought the bill. I even opened up my grill counter and brought the bill. And then
what?
I lost. I had to ask the other waiter my food free because I don't see my waiter.
You know that ain't the case. Is it all?
He brought the food and came right back like within a minute with the bill.
That must be some sort of gourmet.
Opened the foil. I got grilled corn. It was really good. Barely opened up the foil to push my fork in there to eat, and I had my bill.
Yeah, that's not cool right there. But it's time. You got to get to that break, Pearly.
Okay, brother. Take
care. Have a great Independence, man. And we'll talk to you again on Thursday, man. Looking forward to it.
All right, brother. Take time. Be good, everybody.
Happy be good, Bahamas. And if you can't be good at it. And enjoy your independence to the fullest. Happy 51st. We'll see you on Friday. You're shooting MDS here on Friday. Probably will see you on Thursday. Right here on Talking Heads. Don't touch it. Happy Independence, Bahamas.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2.
Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Pentagon, Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Pentagon, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Pentagon, Island Game, we got you. Percy Pentagon, from the friends you can trust. If winning is a must, go play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Book it together, go make we book it together. Hey, book it together when everybody out. Yeah. Fried chicken, we are free, bucket for the crow. Share a bucket together, everybody go live. Ooh. Crispy original when we're online.
Book it together and do the new dance craze. Yeah.
Pot KFC Summer Bucket Deal. 8 pieces of your favorite fried chicken and 4 buttery biscuits with options to add family fries, a 2-liter switcher, and 4 pineapple biscuits. Starting at $20. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
But now let's bring in Rick Bucher. Guy's been covering the NBA since 1993. You got to check out his podcast, On the Ball with Rick Bucher. Rick, we very much appreciate the time. We would start any franchise with you. The story of Team USA practice yesterday was Cooper Flagg, 17 years old. This is an old Team USA team. Do you think Cooper Flagg has a shot to be the future face of Team USA basketball?
I would say he does, simply because right now of generational or franchise-type American players. So if you look at the talent in the NBA right now, it's all foreign. Victor Wembanyama, Nikola Jokic, Luka Doncic, go down the line. And really, if we're looking for a face of the NBA and a leader of the next Team USA, Cooper Flagg is the hope among the GMs and the scouts and the executives that I've spoken to. So, yes, I'm not going to take anything away from this scrimmage, because this was this looked like it had a Drew League intensity from the from Team USA. But nonetheless, from what I hear about the scouting reports on Cooper, is while I wouldn't put him at the Wembanyama level in terms of a generational player, the belief is that he's certainly a franchise-type player, and we'll see if he lives up to that potential.
Wembanyama kind of ruined it a little bit. I've never seen anyone do what he can do on a basketball floor. So yeah. If I'm a fan of the Nets or the Jazz or whomever gets Cooper Flagg, it's like, that's exciting, but it's not Wembanyama. He kind of changed the calculus here, didn't he?
Yeah, he did as far as star players are concerned, but I think the new championships and going far really isn't just about having one, two, or three great players. It's about having depth and versatility. If we look at the Boston Celtics, I think they fit that profile. If you go back through the last few years, even the Denver Nuggets, I mean, we in retrospect will build big threes out of championship teams. We did it with the Milwaukee Bucks. We were never talking about Chris Middleton as being a big three type player, or certainly Drew Holiday.
And then they win a championship and it's like, oh yeah, that's their big three. So I think it's a matter of convenience that we, in hindsight, keep backing into. These teams are built out of big threes. I had this conversation with Thunder GM Sam Presti 5-6 years ago, where he felt that the dynamic was changing and that to be successful in the league going forward with load management and everything else, that your versatility as a team, as opposed to being top heavy, was going to be the difference maker. And I believe Sam is right.
So in terms of depth, we just saw that with the Celtics. That was obviously incredibly valuable. This Team USA team is as deep as any that I've ever seen. You know, we've seen teams with JaVale McGee or Tayshaun Prince or Michael Redd. Nice players, but I mean, is the 11th or 12th man on this team Tyrese Halliburton? You know, is it Devin Booker? How do you think this team ranks to the historic Team USA teams of the past?
Well, we should never try to compare to the Dream Team. We should just take that and put that aside, because that's the international system and having all of the NBA greats playing. But they were, the vast majority of them were in their prime. Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, Charles Barkley, Patrick Ewing, David Robinson. I mean, Larry Bird at 35 was the old man on that team with understandably a bad back. But outside of that, it was all the best players in the league outside of Christian Laettner that were in their absolute prime. So I actually think that this is a big challenge for Steve Kerr. Not only because of the depth of talent, but figuring out how these pieces fit together. You really only have two bona fide pure playmakers in LeBron James and Tyrese Halliburton. And then you have a load of different strengths with KD or Bam Adebayo. Joel Embiid has never played with this much talent. And you've got to get all this up to speed in a matter of weeks, playing against teams internationally that are no longer intimidated by Team USA and that have been playing together in some cases for decades. So it's really, it's not just the pure talent. It's the experience, the collective experience. And I would look in trying to build this team or the rotation, I would build it on guys that are familiar with each other. Tyrese Halliburton and Anthony Edwards played together in the World Cup last summer. Jrue Holiday and Jason Tatum obviously just won a championship together. I think the familiarity among some of the pieces is going to play larger in terms of the success than simply putting the biggest and best names out on the floor.
So who would your starting five be?
And I guarantee you my starting five will not be the starting five. But I would go with Steph Curry, Jrue Holiday in the backcourt, Jason Tatum, LeBron James, and Joel Embiid. And
No
and
KD.
The reason that I'm going with Tatum and Holiday. No KD. And the problem is if I put KD in, I'm probably taking LeBron James out. But I like having LeBron James sort of play that Draymond Green role with Steph Curry. And then defensively, I've got to have Tatum and Holiday on the floor. And Embiid is just simply, I need to find out what he is and how much he can give me, but chances are that he's going to play a very big role, because the one reason why Team USA has struggled the last few years is that we simply have not been able to match up with the most quality bigs internationally. And I would hope that Embiid allows us to do that.
You know, you're saying that it's going to be tough for Steve Kerr to find the matchups and the lineups that work. That is certainly a problem of luxury, right? Sounds like one of them good problems. Because I look at it and I'm like, what's the weakness?
Yeah.
Now that Embiid can be on the team, it's like, all right, well, it's not size. You've got Bam and AD and Embiid. KD and Steph still playing. It means it's definitely not shooting. You got Steph, KD, you got Booker. Yep. You perimeter defense, you mentioned Tatum. You have Kawhi and Jrue Holiday. LeBron is still there. What is a possible weakness for this team? Because frankly, I don't see one.
I think it's pace because of the age of this roster. if teams are going to play with pace and they move the ball and they're making LeBron James and Steph Curry and even KD move their feet in the way that and forcing us to rotate and then getting up and down, that's where I could see. And again, we have depth so that we can certainly, you know, we don't have to play those guys heavy minutes, but the speed of the game and the familiarity, if you go back and watch the World Cup last summer, like, it wasn't that they had great talent. The ball just never stops. Bodies never stop. And that just ultimately, we're not used to play. We play so much isolation basketball in the NBA today. Guys just aren't physically or mentally conditioned to have to defend where you're constantly moving and your guy is constantly moving. And that, to me, is the one hole in it. Because not only do you have to move and be physically ready to do all that, but you have to be sort of mentally connected so that everybody knows where everybody's going and you're rotating on time. That's the weakness that I see. And that's the weakness that we've had for the last umpteen years, which is international teams are familiar with the rules. They're familiar with the referees and they're familiar with each other in a way that we are not. And so it takes us a beat or two to get up to speed with that. And just the question is, can we get up to speed with that in time?
A couple of quick NBA things for you before we let you go. You mentioned Tatum. He said that that championship ends the debate on whether or not he's elite, that, yeah, you know, polarizing buzzword of the sports take industrial complex. I mean, he was first team all NBA, so I don't know how disrespected he could possibly feel. Yep. Do you believe that he has ended any debate about his merits in that top pantheon?
Danny, what is it? I don't know what this is. Maybe, I mean, we blame LeBron for everything, right? So I'm going to blame him here. LeBron anointing himself the greatest ever. When did we start this? Like, you don't unilaterally get to decide, yeah, I am this, right? Or the debate over me, you go out, you do what you do, and then the fans and the media and ex-players and your colleagues, like everybody else decides where you fit into the universe. So I'll just look at how Steph Curry winning a finals MVP for all that he had accomplished. That was like that last cherry. And if I'm going to think of players, I mean, we all have our own definition of elite. If elite is you led a team to a championship, I mean, that's a fair kind of baseline elite, no? I mean, if we go elite 10, 20 players, Jason Tatum was probably in that mix already in terms of the league. Elite, elite, championship caliber players who have led a team to a championship, he didn't win finals MVP. So I think it's still debatable. Anybody who wants to say he's elite, I'm not going to fight you on that. Am I going to say he's hit the same level as LeBron, or even KD, or Steph, or that rung of elite? I don't believe that Tatum is there yet. I do believe that he still has plenty of... So my biggest issue is guys just unilaterally going, yeah, you know what? I'm this. Like, that's not how it works, Danny. You and I have a job here. Part of it is like your top 10 franchise quarterbacks, right?
It's a great list.
You don't get Joe Burrow like going, yeah, I'm a top five, right? That just doesn't happen.
Yeah, like, don't give yourself your nickname. Someone else has to give you the nickname.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, we don't, in all our jobs, we don't get to pick a title. Like, let our bosses know, hey, by the way, this is what I'd like to be called. I don't know, maybe you have that. I have never.
Oh, yeah.
I have yet to run into that. That is not.
Yeah, they're changing. The herd, Danny Parkins. It's all the mark. No, wait, there's Colin's name everywhere in the studio. Yeah, no, I am a guest.
I had to start a podcast in order to get my name on it the way I wanted it. So there you go.
I think you're the first one to start a podcast. So good job being in on the
yeah, right.
the ground floor of that medium. Hey, speaking of a podcast, last thing for you, Rick. LeBron got his podcast co-host hired, although he claims that he didn't. And he claims that he doesn't have a ton of influence and his other favorite player in college basketball. Like, I got no problem with it. He's LeBron James. Yeah. You got your son drafted. You got your podcast host hired, or you at least tacitly acknowledge that you're cool with it. Why do we have to pretend like LeBron doesn't have a ton of influence over the Lakers?
I don't know. I don't. Well, I mean, the rationale for saying I didn't have anything to do with it is then you're not accountable for when it doesn't, if and when it doesn't work.
But nobody believes it.
But I understood. It insults all of our intelligence. And I would feel much better, and I would have no problem with it if LeBron said, yeah, I thought JJ is the guy that we should hire. Or, you know what, Brownie's going to prove you guys wrong. Or simply, I had an opportunity. Here's the real honest, I think the most honest